This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
World Series right around the corner. Friday night, game one, Yankees-Dodgers out in L.A. And WFAN is the place you can listen to all the games on the radio. John and Susan, this is why John came back, was to be able to call World Series games. And hopefully for him and Susan, you can get the bowl game over, World Series over, the Yankees win one more time, and then he can then officially ride off into the sunset.
Which is great. It's great for him, it's great for Yankee fans, and certainly he has the pizzazz right now, and you can tell it in his voice, and you can hear it in his voice, which is good. You know, I was thinking, literally, I know that Aaron Judge is under enormous pressure to come through, and I think he will. And I can't base that on anything other than I think it's his time. I think it's his moment. And I do think that because the Mets showed you can get to the Dodger pitching, that the Yankees should be able to get to the Dodger pitching, which leads me to believe that this is a high-pressure leverage situation for a guy like Gerrit Cole, because he is by far the best pitcher, at least by reputation, Stan.
Sure.
And the amount of money he makes of all the pitchers that are in this series.
Yeah, hands down.
And he has to have two really solid games if the Yankees are going to win the World Series. I know that's maybe a little bit of hyperbole, just simply because there's more than just two games, but he is supposed to be your significant advantage.
Yeah, I mean, the stars, even though you need contributions from everywhere, and that's why when the Mets won games in the postseason, they'd get contributions from everywhere, but you really need, if you're going to win a World Series and you got the stars that you have and the guys with the salaries that they have, those guys got to show up. It's as simple as that.
You know how we often talk about how you have pitching beats hitting, mm-hmm. you know, defense beats offense, kind of thing. It doesn't feel that way for this World Series right now. To me, it feels like this is going to be a highly octane-driven offensive series and a lot of home runs hit.
Yeah, which means that every game is going to be 2-1 now, because that's what we expect, to be like 10-8.
And, I'm just watching the way these teams played in the postseason and who they played against. Now, I know the Dodgers threw up some zeros against the Mets, but can you see the Yankees getting shut out in any of these games?
No, I mean, unless Jack Flaherty is just out of his mind good, or you know, Yamamoto finds a gear that he really hasn't had the entire year. He's been good. He hasn't been just spectacular like people expected. But no, I don't think so. I think that the days of the Yankees getting completely shut down offensively in the postseason don't apply to this team. That's what I sit here right now and believe that. And you're not getting, you know, like the Astros, rather, like those starters coming at you, one, two, three, four. Right, all of that stuff, right? You know, like back when Cole was there and Verlander and Framber Valdez throwing you off, or, you know, Charlie Morton coming in, and like, you know, there was a million different guys.
Yeah, and they all had the spider tack.
Right, and they all were,
they don't have that anymore.
Right, they were all spinning it with the sticky stuff. The Dodgers pitching has a high ceiling if Flaherty and Yamamoto are good and Walker Buehler figures it out, but I mean, those guys have just been okay. So, yeah, I expect them to hit. I expect them to hit a lot. So, yeah, 6-5, 7-6, bullpens battling it out with each other. It really, on paper, should be a phenomenal. It should be a phenomenal series. It really should be. We got an issue with the sports minutes.
We do?
Apparently, that's what Annie's calling about. Annie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Annie. How's everything going?
Good. Okay. I'm walking to work, and I have to tell Boomer something that he's not going to like so much.
Mm. Okay.
So yesterday, in the morning when I get up, I put you guys on as soon as I get up at 6 o'clock. When I go into the shower, I put you on Odyssey so I don't miss anything. And there is no more Boomer Sports Minutes on Odyssey.
Really?
So when you're streaming,
2 days in a row.
So when you're streaming on the app, they aren't playing Boomer's Sports Minute. It's commercials instead?
it's all commercials. He comes on and says, this is my, you know, Boomer Esiason on the CBS Sports Minute, and then it just goes to commercial.
Wow. Mm. Hey, Al Dukes.
And I'm extremely upset about that.
Annie, thank you, Annie. I appreciate that. Al Dukes, are you on this?
I did look into this because I spoke to Annie earlier.
Okay.
And then I spoke with Eddie, and he told me there has been a change in the computer that the Sports Minutes get played off of, and that they are now to be played not on the stream.
And why is that?
Well, it's a new protocol started yesterday.
Well, who created the protocol?
I think it was a digital initiative.
It was a digital initiative. What digital jackass decided to have this initiative?
Exactly.
Without talking. Thank you, Annie. I love you.
You're welcome.
Yes,
I love you guys.
She's in her shower listening to the Sports Minute.
No,
what
I know.
The hell's wrong with you guys?
Well, I said to Annie, I go, do me a favor, listen at 8 o'clock, see if you hear the Sports Minute or not, and please report back to me, which she did. And then we looked into it behind the scenes here. No more stream.
All right, who's the digital slapdick that's running this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll have to look up who's the vice president of digital slapdickedness.
DSD.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the VP of DSD. This is me, Connor,
you know what,
digital slapdick.
Annie, thank you for bringing that to our attention, because nobody, I mean, did you get an email from the brand ambassador? Did you get an email from digital?
Or right? From that guy you just mentioned?
Nope. Right, you know,
I got an email from Dove Kramer, who was given the...
So he's analog slapdick.
No. He was just told to initiate the protocol.
He was told to initiate it by who?
By digital people.
Somebody, hey, I want this thing run up the flagpole, Al. And I want an
the
answer.
Digital flagpole or the actual?
Get to somebody that has some sort of understanding of what's going on.
I believe the intent was to open up more inventory on the stream.
More inventory on the stream?
Well, let's not.
I mean,
forget.
Meanwhile, they're going to run this Rico Bronya podcast.
All right, hold on.
What?
Just
by the way, the checks are clearing, so just, I'm good with that.
Just an observation.
Yes.
When Spike got here, he knocked the Sports Minute down from a minute to 30 seconds. Now, Big Hurls has come up in here, and now he's knocked your Sports Minute off
the
stream.
You think it's Big Hurls?
I do.
You do?
And I think now...
Is it Big Hurls? Are you guys dancing around the answer?
I don't know the answer.
Why are you dancing around the answer? Why can't you just give me an answer?
I do not know the
answer.
Annie
and I want an answer.
You know,
I appreciate Annie bringing this to our attention.
Yes.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, exactly. So, you know how Fireman Ed felt like he was getting phased out? I think that they're trying to phase out the Sports Minutes.
Okay.
That's what it feels like to me.
All I know is I signed a contract and they're still paying, so...
Yeah, but you want them to be heard, you know. You don't.
Well, they're heard on the radio stations.
Oh, and especially if there's clearly a market for them, and the person looks forward to it in the shower.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a little interesting. I
listened
to your Sports Minutes in the shower.
I love that. Yeah, that's great.
I wonder how many other women are in the shower listening to your Sports Minutes at the same time. The tri-state area.
Yeah.
Holy
honey, you've been in there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the
just thing waiting for 7:56.
Hey, you want to know something? No, this is like typical, right? Like loose ends.
Yep.
Like nobody wants to say anything. Nobody wants to come to you. We don't even know who is making these decisions.
They're hoping there aren't more Annies out in the world looking out for you.
Yeah. I mean, that is a bold move to just not. I mean, you know how many people listen on the stream?
I know.
And just to knock your Sports Minutes off the stream without any word of it.
The future is digital, they say.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There had been some recent conversations about the Sports Minutes. There have been. And I want now, it makes full total sense to me why certain conversations had taken place.
Oh, you were part of some conversations.
Yeah, but not about digital conversations. Like there was a chance that they were going to get expanded. There was all different types of conversations going on, and one of the unique parts of one of those conversations, now I find out why maybe that person had said that to me, and that's the architect.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I have to get him in here and beat his ass.
Yeah, I mean, clearing inventory.
Yeah, I don't think Carl's has anything to do with it.
He may. I mean, everything's got to run through him, right? I mean, he should be, and he at least would find out and have to be the messenger to tell you, hey, heads up.
By the way, anybody see him this morning?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah. Did you ask him about Evan?
I texted him. Remember, I got the...
Okay.
He answered me. Chest x-rays on medication, all that stuff.
He also reported that Evan is expected to return today.
After having chest x-rays.
Correct.
So the chest is okay, like his heart is okay, or maybe they were just...
Checking for pneumonia.
Pneumonia in the lungs.
Will he be at the luncheon, I wonder?
If he's going, I'm not going.
Well,
I don't want to get sick.
He could go for an hour and then, it depends on when Craig's going in the whole thing. Because he, the show starts at 2, the thing runs from 12 to...
Wait, hold it. What happens now? What time does this thing start today, Al?
12 to 2. But they go on at 2.
Evan, but maybe Evan can take a half an hour off because he's.
He took all day off yesterday.
Yeah, why not?
What's another extra half hour while you're at it? Nothing going on. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.